With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. In keeping up with the demands of food security, the ability to trace cattle movement in the event of a disease outbreak has been made more apparent. Kansas recently formed the Kansas Strategic Agriculture Growth Initiative to identify cattle disease traceability as a top priority for the industry. And with that in mind, collaborations across the cattle industry will be conducting a pilot livestock traceability project. It's called Cattle Trace. Among the collaborators will be the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Greg Ibaugh, USDA Undersecretary, talks about how they're looking at traceability differently than they did before.
We need to develop the framework to allow the databases that states have and the databases that producers have and industries that support those producers have. We're going to develop the way for when we need that information, if we have foot and mouth disease show up in the United States, we're going to be able to go to those groups and say, help us identify, help us track where those animals are and where they have been or where they have gone so we can stop the spread of a disease.
The goal right now is to have a basic infrastructure for livestock traceability by the spring of 2020. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to the Ag Information Network of the West at aginfo.net.